Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Minnesota Wild lost last night to the Vegas Golden Knights. Why is that newsworthy in Pittsburgh? Well, Marc-Andre Fleury, Doran, he's retiring.
Yep.
That's it. Gave him a nice send-off last night, a standing ovation. We'll get into Marc-Andre Fleury in a minute here. But to put a bow on this O'Neill Cruz conversation, here's a tweet from Deez. I almost got. D-E-E-Z. What do you think the next word was? You don't have to say it.
22691.
That's right. Paying Cruz is the false attempt to show the fans they care. Yeah, they'll try to sign him big money, but your left fielder is Alex Canario. Same reason they paid Reynolds and Hayes, one or two big signings to act like they care. Everyone else makes pennies. I'd rather watch O'Neill Cruz play baseball here than play baseball someplace else. It's pretty simple to me. And they need to do stuff like this to curry favor with a fan base that otherwise can't stand the baseball team that they also simultaneously love.
Yeah, but isn't this the excuse of why you didn't sign any big-time free agents in the offseason? They could say this is the excuse that they're going to make. Oh, well, we were saving up the money because we knew we were going to pay Cruz this year. Here you go.
Ideally, here's how this works. You pay the Reynolds of the world. You pay the Cruises, the Kellers of the world. You're not going to be able to pay Skeens. You pay a Jared Jones, something like that, right? And then you're supposed to draft and develop around your core. They got half of it right to this point. Like, Reynolds deserved that money. Mitch Keller at the time deserved that money. And relative to starting pitching around Major League Baseball, he's not making that much. Key Brian Hayes, I totally understood why they signed him to that contract at the time, and his glove alone makes him pretty much worth that. They've done the thing that they should be doing. That's step one. Step two, draft and develop, and they've not done a good job of that at all. At all. I mean, Henry Davis isn't hitting. Hasn't hit. Gonzalez has been hurt, but even before then was an average major league hitter. And that's really the list. 2 days ago, they had zero guys in their lineup that they drafted and developed. You need both things to work in concert. That's what good teams do. That's what the Royals are doing. That's what the Reds did with Hunter Green. That's what you're supposed to do. Pay your core and then develop around them. Just like they paid Andrew McCutchen 2013, 2014, 2015. Andrew McCutchen was under contract, that $51.5 million deal, which at the time was a pretty good deal. And then you sign key free agents around those guys, and you develop to the Neil Walkers of the world, the Pedro Alvarezes of the world. They're just not drafting and developing right now. And that's why the general manager needs to go.
And surrounding those guys.
Yes.
Surrounding the core.
Yeah, the GM's done a terrible job of that, which is inarguable. From a pitching standpoint, you feel pretty good about Bubba Chandler, and Jared Jones has looked good, and they got Paul Skeens. Like, pitching side, they've done all right in, if not good. There's nothing to show in 6 years that this regime knows how to acquire and or develop hitting talent. And Gorski, who was a second-round pick in the last administration, well, because he wasn't their idea, their guy, they waited until he was 27 damn years old to call him up. 412-928-9370. Texter, Crowley's taking it way too easy on Bob Nutting. How? I'm saying he needs to fork over $200 million. And I'm pointing out correctly that he has paid guys. He has. Now, he hasn't paid that kind of money. And at some point, you have to. Like, at some point, you had to pay a guy $100 million. At some point, you're going to have to pay a guy $200
million. But do you have to, is a question, too. Does he have to? I don't know. I don't think so. Doesn't have to.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
It's not like subpoena power.
Yeah, but like, I mean, does he want to just stay and keep it the way it is? Like, he can.
I'd like to keep the one good position player that they have. Like, the one potentially great position player they have, I'd like to keep that guy and build around him.
Well, Reynolds could be an argument that they already have that guy.
He ain't that good.
Well,
he's worthy of the contract, but he ain't a guy that's going to carry you.
I understand
he
that.
He hits fifth or sixth on a great baseball team, of which this is not.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
Well, don't.
I mean, they could say that they've already tried to do that, and that's what they're trying to do, and Reynolds is the guy. We don't need another one.
Well, then if they don't sign Cruz to a big-time deal, spread that money around to other people. But here's the dirty little secret. They could pay O'Neill Cruz, what are they right now, at $90 million, their payroll? You could pay O'Neill Cruz, let's just say, for argument's sake, 20. And that would be him if he hits 40 home runs taking a sizable discount. I do get that, too. And you're up around 110. You were at $100 million in 2015. Must I explain inflation to the Pirates? Like, $110 million now is nothing. Mm-hmm. When you were doing it 10 years ago, and the franchise's valuation has gone up like tenfold. They could pay him and a couple of other players. Their payroll could be $140 million, and they're not feeling that at all. Because you know what else they're doing at that point? Packing the damn ballpark. Forgot the K there.
Par.
Me, bad at English, too.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I keep going off on tangents, and I apologize for that. Said we'd get into Marc-Andre Fleury. He is done now. He will never lace him up and play in a National Hockey League game again. How do we view Marc-Andre Fleury? Because people will say that they love the man, and they will look at him glowingly. And I saw social media posts last night. People said they're crying watching his send-off in Minnesota. There was a time in Pittsburgh when he was absolutely eviscerated for his playoff performances. And I'm not saying that that wasn't warranted. He had some stinkers out there after 09. I think about that Flyers series in 2012 as the number one example of a guy who couldn't stop a beach ball. Could not do it. And he was not the primary goaltender when they hoisted the cup in 16 and 17. In 17, he won those first two series, and they don't do it without him. In 16, they don't make the playoffs if he wasn't as stellar as he was in the regular season. So he had a massive part in it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he was more beloved after the fact than he really ever was for his time in Pittsburgh. He's a curious case to me. And there's like this revisionist history. Oh, Marc-Andre, we loved you so much. No, you love him now. You'll buy his Vegas jersey now. You'll buy his Wild jersey now. But while he was here, I don't think he was appreciated even close to what he is at this particular moment.
I think he parted ways at the perfect time. Like, if they would have stretched it out and he was here longer, I don't think people would be as infatuated with Marc-Andre Fleury as they are now. I think it was like perfect timing for him to go a different direction. And now he looks like a hero almost, because you look back and think of all the good things that he did, that he could have been bad if he'd have just played a little bit longer, or they'd have chose him over Murray or whatever. So
people love that revisionist history too. They should have kept Fleury. No general manager in the sport would have kept Fleury at the time.
Right.
You had a young goaltender who just won back-to-back championships with a 923 and a 937 save percentage, respectfully. I know that that's not what you're doing, but I wanted to make that point.
Yeah.
That, Doran, I think, man, did you nail that? And it's the whole Mike Sullivan conversation in a way. You either, in the Batman quote, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
We're going to do the same thing with him. If he wins in New York or not, we're going to do it in 5 years. We're going to be like, or 6 years, we're going to be like, oh, Mike Sullivan, man. He was a great coach.
I want to have that conversation next. That's exactly where I was going, Mr. Dickerson. But real quick, you're right about Fleury. He did win the Vezina with Vegas, which they played a much better defensive structure, and they rolled four lines, and they were tough to play against. The Penguins have played fire wagon hockey our entire lives. It's difficult to be a Pittsburgh Penguins goaltender. But the last 3 years with Minnesota, 908 save percentage, 895 save percentage, 899 save percentage. Had he been here putting up those numbers, he would be viewed the way that some view Chris Letang. Oh, he's hung on too long. Oh, right. My God, this guy's washed up. You're right, man. In Chicago, he was pretty good. 908 save percentage. I forgot even that he was there for a spell. But if he played the way he played in Minnesota the last 3 years, but in Pittsburgh, people would be crushing him. Because people live in the moment. It's what we do as a society.